السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد، فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی فی القرآن المجید: اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان اللہ اشترى من المؤمنین انفسهم واموالهم بان لهم الجنہ یقاتلون فی سبیل اللہ فیقتلون ویقتلون وعدا علیہ حقا فی التوراۃ والانجیل والقرآن ومن اوفا بعہده من اللہ فاستبشروا ببیعکم الذی بایعتم به وذلك هو الفوز العظيم صدق الله العظيم. الحمد لله ود فضل کرم احسان اف اللہ تعالی. وی فائنڈ اور سیلز ونس اگین آن اے مبارک ڈے آف جمعہ. دا آیت کریمہ دیٹ وی ریسائٹڈ، اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی سیز دیٹ ویریلی اللہ تعالی ہیز پرچیسڈ فرام دا بیلیورز دیر لائفز دیر ویلتھ ان لیو آف جنت. They give their lives and they give their wealth to Allah Ta'ala. Now the life and the wealth came from Allah. So Allah is giving it to us, the capital. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, now use the capital to purchase the product. And the product is Jannat. So how is this transaction going to take place? يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. They will fight in the path of Allah. They will take part in jihad in the path of Allah. Mujahid is that person who is fighting to uplift, uphold and defend the deen of Allah. The Sahabi asked Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person is fighting for bravery, a person is fighting to be acknowledged, a person is fighting for different reasons, a person is fighting due to anger. Which person is in the path of Allah? So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to the effect that the person who is fighting to uphold the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of Allah ta'ala, that person is a mujahid. So, فَيَقُتُلُونَ وَيُقْتَلُونَ. Not only like computer games, you fight and kill everybody else, you die, you start again. Not like that, no. Allah ta'ala says, فَيَقُتُلُونَ, they will kill. وَيُقْتَلُونَ, they too will be killed. So Allah Ta'ala says that the person who fulfills this covenant, he fulfills this transaction, then this is great success. Great success. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the people of the past, they appreciated this. They had yaqeen on these words. And they were thirsty for shahadat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave advice and instruction that, see, do not be desirous of facing the enemy. Must salullah al-afiyah, that you must ask Allah Ta'ala for well-being. But فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُوهُمْ, the day you have to meet them, then remain firm. You don't ask for it, but the day you have to meet them, then remain firm. So this aspect of jihad, this aspect of thirsting for shahadat, this is something that is really lacking in us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give us the tawfiq that we really yearn for shahadat. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned so many ahadith, so many virtues with regards to jihad fi sabirillah, with regards to shahadat, etc. In one hadith sharif narrated by Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu an, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, مَا أَحَدٌ يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّ يُحِبُّ أَن يَرْجِعَ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا وَلَهُ مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الشَّهِيدَ. So there is no person who gets entry into Jannah, right? And he will want to return to the dunya, even though he will be given everything in the world. Each and everything, whatever you can aspire for, whatever you can desire, if it is told to him that you'll get everything in the world, nobody will want to return to the world. Once he enters Jannat, nobody will want to return to the world, illa shaheed, except a martyr. But why will the martyr want to return? He want to return to the dunya. يَتَمَنَّى أَن يَرْجِعَ إِلَى الدُّنْيَا فَيُقْتَلُ عَشَرَ مَرَّةً. He will desire to return to the world so that he can be made a shaheed 10 times. Why? لِمَا يَرَى مِنَ الْكَرَامَةِ. When he sees what type of honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, then he will want to return to the world.
He will want to return to the world so that he can give his life again with even more honor in the world. Now this was even the desire of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one mentioned hadith and he sort of mentioned different aspects pertaining to jihad. Then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alaihi wasallam بِيَدِهِ لَوَجِدْتُ أَنْ أَفْزُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَأُفْتَرِ. Nabi Sallam takes a qasam, and Allah Ta'ala is being, Nabi Sallam says that it is my desire that I must fight in the path of Allah and then I must be martyred. Then I must be allowed to fight again and martyred again. Be allowed, in other words, I must be given life. Another riwayat has come, ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُفْتَرِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُفْتَرِ. I must be given life again, then I must be martyred again. I must be given life again, I must be martyred again. So desirous Nabi Akareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for shahadat. Not only victory. Victory is one thing. Shahadat is something else. Not only one thing, victory. Desirous of shahadat. Yes, we must also make dua for victory, etc. But the desire for shahadat, that must also be in the heart. In the Hadith Sharif, Sahal bin Munir, radiallahu ta'ala, is the narrator of the Hadith. He said, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sa'ala Allah ta'ala shahada bi sidqi. That person who was a true heart, very sincere, means very true, not just a lip service. Allah ta'ala knows who is lip service and who is coming from the heart. So the person who really ask Allah Ta'ala for shahada, sincerely, you know, truly begging for shahada. بَلَّغَهُ اللَّهُ مَنَازِلَ الشُّهَدَى وَإِمَّاتَ عَلَىٰ سِوَاتِ. Allah Ta'ala will raise him to the ranks of the shuhada, even though he passes away on his death. Rama mentioned under the Hadith Sharif that we must be desirous of good. Sometimes there are certain amal maybe we can't do it. At that time it's not possible for us to do it. But we must have niyat in our heart. Allah Ta'ala must give me the tawfiq to do. People are all going for Hajj, for example, and we can't go at that. Make dua to Allah, you take me to Hajj. I'm also desirous of going for Hajj. Sometimes maybe you hear of a person, generous person, how he's spending in the path of Allah. And I say, but I don't have that kind of money. But I have a niyat in my heart. Allah, if you give me money like that, I too will spend it. If I have money like that, I too will spend it in your path. So one is the action, one is the niyat. Sometimes the niyat is more valuable than the action. Then there is a Hadith Sharif, Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, he is one of the Ashara Mubashara. He says, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the pool. Man qutila duna malihi fa huwa shaheed. That person who is killed protecting his wealth, he is a shaheed. Waman qutila duna damihi fa huwa shaheed. That person who is killed protecting his life. Somebody wants to take his life unjustly, they want to take his life, and he defends himself, and then he is killed. He too is a shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ دِينِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. That person who is killed protecting his deen, he too is a shaheed. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ دُونَ أَهْلِهِ فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. And that person who is killed protecting his family, he too is a shaheed. So one is the person, not everybody is going to be faced with a situation that he can be on the battlefield. But these situations we are faced with all the time, and we're feeling miserable because we don't have that deep-hearted desire for Sahara. So we feel miserable when these situations arise. Imagine Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that one person came to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ جَاءَ رَجُلٌ يُرِيدُ أَخْذَ مَالِي. In other words, he's asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, somebody comes and they want to steal my wealth, they will take my wealth. In other words, what should I do? What should I do? The person comes, they will take my wealth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَا تُعْتِهِ مَالِي. Don't give him your wealth. He wants to steal your wealth, don't give it to him. So he asked, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ قَاتَلَ. Then now what if he starts to fight me? What if he made a demand? I said, I'm not giving. Now he wants to fight me now. Now what am I going to do? And the Prophet said, Qatilhu, to fight him back. He wants to fight you, then fight him back. So then he asked, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ قَاتَلَ. What if he kills me? If he has to kill me, he says, "Fine, the shaheed." Then you are a martyr. You are a martyr. So then he asks, "Araita in qataltuhu?" What if I have to kill him? In other words, I'm over money now, fighting, and I have to kill him for that now. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "You are killing now. He is in the fire of Jannah. You kill him, he is in the fire of Jannah." The last hadith of him that we take with him, Sayyidina Abu Huraira and Imam al-Hadith of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, when Mata Ramon lives, that person who died, and he never took part in this. وَلَمْ يُحَدِّثْ نَفْسَهُ. And in his heart also, he never had that thought of, you know what, no. In fact, sometimes when he knows of war taking place, other places, you know, lucky I'm seeing this. So he doesn't even address himself. In himself, doesn't have the desire of Allah Ta'ala using in jihad. So he never took part in jihad, and he never addressed himself also with regards to jihad. Maybe I tell him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mata ala shu'bati min al-nifaq. He dies on a branch of hypocrisy. He dies on a branch of hypocrisy. See, recently, there was a truck driver from Jordan. Now, whatever situation is taking place there in Gaza, no, even if you want to go help, you say, no, I can't enter. I can't enter, I can't go inside. How, what am I going to do? So look at this person, his iman, his jazba, his iman, what he had, never allowed him to sit. Now how he must have planned this thing, thought about it, whatever. He was a truck driver. So he went with the truck. He went with the truck, but then he carried a firearm. And what firearm? One small pistol. All those Yahudi Maroon soldiers, they got big, big firearms. How many of them? Dental, bombs, machine guns, all that. He went with one small pistol. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, you prepare with what you want. He went with one small pistol, he took on that Yahudi army. That's exactly what he did. If you really have to translate it, one man took on the army. So he managed to dispatch three of them to Jannah before they gave him the opportunity to drink from the goblet of Sahara. The shaheed in maqam is so high. Normally blood is something najis. Blood is najis. But the blood of a shaheed is pak for as long as it's on his body. Even his blood is pak. In the early days of this genocide that is taking place in Gaza, so there was an Egyptian soldier. His iman couldn't allow him to just sit back. So he opened fire on the Jewish soldier. He told, they killed him. They killed him. The point is that both these people, that truck driver, Shahid, and this Egyptian soldier, Shahid, you think they didn't know that we were going to pass away. They remind us of those incidents of the Sahaba radiallahu, who when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Jannat is under the shade of your thoughts, or the fragrance of Jannat is being perceived from the mountain, they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I am killed here, what's my situation? And he said, oh, you're in Jannat. Immediately they went into the thick of that. With what desire they went? They went with the desire to become a shaheed. They went with that desire. I must drink from the bomb of the Sahara. Sometime back, I don't know if you, the young boys will know, older people will know, that there was some shooting that had taken place in New Zealand. This person, he came into the masjid at the time of Jummah Salah with an automatic weapon and he started shooting. They're shooting at the Musallim in the masjid. So, in one masjid, what the Musallim did, they all started cowering, went into corners, and he, I don't know how many he killed, how many he injured. He left that masjid, went to another masjid. When he was entering that masjid, coming with his weapon, there was a Musalli there who was from Afghanistan, Afghani origin. Now he must be used to all this. When he looked at that gun, there's a sort of game of choice there. So that person is coming into the masjid with an automatic weapon. This person tackled him. He tackled him, and that's how that person was arrested. That's how in that masjid he couldn't kill him. Yeah? Because one person had himmat and courage. Yeah? On one occasion in Palestine, we met an elderly man. So people introduced us to this man, and they said to us that, see, you must have heard about the shooting that had taken place in Masjid al-Khalil in Hebron. Right? So what had happened there, it was in Ramadan Sharif, it was time of Fajr Namaz. One Jewish settler comes into the masjid with an automatic weapon. While the Muslims are reading Fajr Namaz, he opened fire. One Muslim, young man, he turns around, and he runs to this person. This person is shooting him. He runs in his direction, he grabs the fire, you know that, what is called? Fire extinguisher. He grabs the fire extinguisher, and he hit this fellow with the fire extinguisher till he killed him. Before he reached him, that fellow shot him multiple times. But he smashed him with the fire extinguisher. We kill him, he dispatched into Jahannam, and he, inshallah, is in Jannah. He too passed away. So he introduced us to his father, a very elderly man. Is that a source of honor? This is what his son did. Now, you look at this thirst for Shahadat. The thirst for Shahadat. I told you the Hadith, that person who is killed, protecting his wealth, protecting his family, protecting his life, all those people are Shaheed. What is happening in our country, currently? Whenever there is a situation, nobody wants to help. As long as I am not affected, as long as I am safe, everything is good. Why must I get involved in somebody else's problem? They came to kidnap that person, yeah, let them kidnap him and go. They're telling us, we must all sleep flat on the floor. So we just go flat on the floor. Nobody moved from here. We become more obedient to these trolls and hijackers and kidnappers than our obedience to Allah Ta'ala and Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever instruction they give, we listen. Why must it be like that? Because we frightened to give our life. The whole problem is, we don't understand the maqam of a shaheed. We don't understand what fazail it is and what honor Allah Ta'ala has kept in store for a shaheed. And we are so soaked in our world that we don't want to give our life. We're not prepared to give our life. So we become cowards. And that is why we face all the situations, whether it is Muslim government, whether it is Jordan, whether it is Turkey, whether it is Saudi Arabia, whichever of these Muslim countries, why are they not doing anything to help their Muslim brethren who are passing away there? In the thousands and the thousands, is because they are worried about their own world and they don't want to give their life. They're worried about their currency, they're worried about their burden, they're worried about their material. Now that Jordanian truck driver, he didn't worry about all of that. See, if nobody else wants to do anything, right? But at least when I stand in front of Allah Ta'ala, I can say, Ya Allah, what you gave me, I used it. What you gave me, I used it. How are these Muslim governments going to say that, Ya Allah, what you gave us, we used it? And if we are in a masjid, and people have to walk in there, and they want to take away one Muslim brother, and they tell us all to go on the floor, and we all go on the floor, how are we going to answer to Allah Ta'ala? This level of cowardice in the woman. If you got 3 robbers, 4 robbers, even if they got firearms, and you got 10 musallis, 15 musallis, can those people not be tackled? Why must we go on the floor? We mustn't go on the floor. Chores, Allah Ta'ala keep everybody with half it. But chores come in the house, they tell everybody go on the floor. Why must we like sheep and go on the floor? Who are they that we must listen to them? We mustn't listen to them. We have to develop courage in us. Develop some courage, some strength, some skill, and acquire things that we can use to defend ourselves. That is the shan of a believer. Allah Ta'ala loves a strong believer more than a weak believer. In all his goodness, but Allah Ta'ala loves a strong believer more than a weak believer. So this is part of our deen. It's part of our deen. It is a ploy of the kuffar to make us think that if we are militant, then that means we terrorists, or we like this, or we like that. To make us think that it's bad to be like that. No. We are a peaceful ummah, but we are not a cowardly ummah.
So if a person is told that if you are killed defending your wealth, if you are killed defending your life, you are killed defending your family, you are a shaheed. Okay. So much explanation time is gone. So if you have to be killed defending your Muslim brother, you think you will not be rewarded? You think you will not be rewarded? They give us all one phone in our pocket. The only thing we know to do is shoot photos. When is that going to happen? How is that going to happen? So develop strength, develop courage. The strength will come with two things. One is with strengthening our iman, which is the most important. And then strengthening ourselves and developing a skill physically. Then you know what to do. Both things are required. Allah Ta'ala, give me first tawfiq. It's easy to talk. I don't know what I will do if I am faced with the situation. Allah keep us in afiyat. But if we are faced with the situation, Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we don't think twice to give our life. We mustn't think twice to give our life in a good cause. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.